Various elected officials and residents living near Delaware Park and the Skagit Expressway have been calling on the New York State Department of Transportation for years to make the highway that cuts through the park safer.
The results of the studies that have already been completed have really not gone anywhere.
Carrie McAmer founded Parent for a Safe Delaware Park Community after 3-year-old Maxim Sugarovsky was killed Saturday when a car veered off the expressway, over a curb, and onto the park's Ring Road.
I live less than a mile away from the park. I have 2 small children, a 5-month-old baby boy and a 22-month-old baby girl. And we frequently walk Ring Road. We're members of the Buffalo Zoo. So we do go there quite often. So when I heard of the accident, I immediately thought that could have been me or anyone of the other mothers in the Buffalo area.
Jersey barriers were installed Monday, and the expressway speed limit's been reduced to 30 miles an hour. But McAmer says more needs to be done in the area, including calming traffic on Parkside Avenue and improving pedestrian access to the park. She says the vigil for the young boy will be held at the Hunter and the Dog statue on Ring Road near Parkside and the Skagit Expressway at 7 o'clock tonight. Chris Kaya, WBFO News.